back to it now as we keep an eye on Baltimore and the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. A ship rammed into the piling. The entire bridge collapsed in seconds. It's a 1.6-mile bridge. Parts of it are still standing, but the whole center of the bridge is gone. A complete and utter disaster. Numerous cars in the water. They don't know how many they're looking for at this hour. We'll keep you up to date on that bizarre story. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis joining me, U.S. Army retired, because of these troubling laws being passed by the CCP. Remember how they said Hong Kong would be just fine? They'd leave it free in 1997 when they took over from the British. Yeah, that didn't even make it 25 years, did it? Colonel, good to have you here on the program.
Yeah, my pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right, so new laws being passed by the Chinese Communist Party. Doesn't surprise anyone who's been paying attention to the Chinese Communist Party since normalized relations began in 1972. What do you make of the new laws?
Well, they're draconian and fully to be expected. You know, as you indicated, Steve, this was supposed to be one country, two systems. And it, of course, is a shot over the bow of those in Taiwan looking across the straits at China and what their intention is. But the new law, you know, really came into effect initially in 2020. And of course, what was signed over this past weekend by Executive John Lee is rather draconian, much aligned with what Beijing has in mind for the future of Hong Kong. And specifically, it contains what's called Article 23, which has 39 new laws. And, you know, they really give the power to the, I suppose, the overseer for Beijing that's inside Hong Kong, you know, to enforce what they interpret as perhaps treason, sabotage, theft of state secrets and the like. Now, they don't provide much of a definition for these terms. And so it's really left up to the overseer from Beijing, as well as what appears to be secret courts that could try, you know, those that are accused of violating these new statutes. So this is really tantamount to what I saw when I was in Hong Kong many, many years ago during the Cultural Revolution, in which, you know, they decided the powers that be under Mao Zedong as to what they would prosecute. And so this is very disconcerting, but not at all unexpected.
No, completely predictable. It's one country, one set of rules. That's the way it is. And America's in a diminished position right now globally, spread too thin, with Ukraine, Gaza, name your problems. We're dealing with the Iranians and Hezbollah and the Houthis and everything else. And China would surprise no one if they decided to make a move into Taiwan today, would they?
Not at all. And in fact, this past week, Steve, you had the commander of Indo-PACOM there in Oahu, Hawaii, that declared that over the last 40 years of his career, he's never seen the stability, instability problem, and especially the threat from China, any worse. And he expects, and this was in public testimony at the Congress, that by 2027, certainly the Chinese will be ready to retake Taiwan. And of course, they had Taiwan after the Japanese fell in World War II, but only for a few years until Harry Truman decided to really align the United States with the Formosa, Taiwan, and bring them back into the fold of the West. So things have been up and down, but this is very disconcerting. And I think indicative, really, of what Mao Zedong and later, now today, President Xi has called unrestricted warfare, which means anything goes in order to get their end.
Anything goes, yeah. Look, everything under heaven. That's what the Chinese believe that they're entitled to. Everything under heaven. It's their saying, right? Everything under heaven. And they believe not only is Taiwan a rogue province, so is the United States, and so is every country on the planet, right?
Yeah, it's the Middle Kingdom. They've, you know, President Xi has consistently said since now he's into his third term as president of the People's Republic of China that anything that they need to do in order to bring them back into power across the world, they'll do. And so, you know, and it's interesting, just yesterday, the U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against those that are attacking our critical infrastructure, our electricity, our water system, and placing through cyber warfare, hacking, putting malware into our systems. And the purpose, of course, is to ultimately prompt panic among the population. Now, sure, this is something that Microsoft brought up a year ago, and they uncovered what's called Volt Typhoon, which is, of course, a hacking capability by the cyber warriors of the Communist Party in China to really undermine, should we decide to support Taiwan in the coming offensive by the Chinese Communists.
It's a dangerous world we're in, and this administration seems oblivious to it. Honestly, Joe Biden's not capable of handling this. He's been wrong about every single foreign policy issue, like Robert Gates said, every single foreign policy issue of his entire career. He's been wrong. He's wrong again. He's reckless. He's allowed China to be aggressive without much pushback. He's allowed our open southern border to create the possibility of terrorists coming in, including some people from China, thousands of them now. Sir, I'll give you the last word here. It's a dangerous presidency, isn't it?
Well, it is. Even the head policy person in the Pentagon, they can't keep one. The one that was nominated hasn't been confirmed, and the acting one just resigned. So you have a presidency amok, and unfortunately, they're going after our good friends, the Israelis, and they're letting our adversaries off like crooks. So this is very dangerous, what's going on today in the United States across the world.
Yeah. Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, U.S. Army retired. Thank you for your input. You come back anytime. We try to take a sobering look at the world here, and sobering it is this day. Sir, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Meanwhile, continuing to monitor this situation in Baltimore as the sun comes up, absolutely devastating. It appears, according, you know, and look, a lot of the, you can see a lot of things on social media. Some of it's true, some of it's not. Be careful what you believe. The video of the ship ramming the bridge, angle number one is real. The alternate angle is not real. Apparently that's Crimea from a couple of years ago and a totally different bridge in the dark, so it's not that. But it appears that there was a power failure on that ship from one angle. I'm going to take a closer look at that in the break and make sure that we understand exactly what's happening there. Meanwhile, if you want to lose weight and feel good about yourself, it's never too late. My Pure Health Solution's there for you. You can find out more at Gruber Health. If you're tired about looking in the mirror and you don't like the way you look and you don't like the way the clothes fit, you just feel tired and out of breath and just out of shape, do something about it. My Pure Health will have a free evaluation with you. Yeah, you can have a value. You can talk to them free of charge. Just go to gruberhealth.com. Look, I did this several years ago, 6 years ago now. Changed my life. The weight never came back. And it made my life better. I feel better. I've had 6 great years. What do you got? Free consultation at gruberhealth.com for My Pure Health. If you want to lose weight, it's a program that people swear by. Some people have lost as much as 100 pounds. I can't say you're going to do that, but you might. Free consultation, gruberhealth.com. If you want to lose weight, maybe today is your day. Gruberhealth.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-755.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today.
You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.